I guess nobody had ever spit, spat, sput, had ever sput on them before. Sputted. They were so shocked and amazed, they turned and slinked, slank, slunk. I guess nobody had ever done that to them, so they turned to leave. On seeing this, I felt a surge of new energy and courage. I rushed to the window and gave them one last burst of righteous indignation. That's right. Walk away. What a couple of losers you turned out to be. One more minute and I would have given you bums a thrashing you so richly deserved. And if you ever come back into my yard, by George, I'll do it. And I'm not kidding. Pretty impressive, huh? You bet. Why, if Alfred hadn't caught me and held me back, there's no telling what might have happened. Heck, I might very well have gone back out there and stomped a mud hole in their faces. I was that mad, really. But it was probably a good thing that the boy held me back before my righteous anger spilled over and caused terrible damage to the property. Just imagine the scene the next morning when Sally Mae went outside. Coyote blood all over her grass and flowers. Arms and legs and ears hanging from the trees. Anyway, he managed to hold me back until I got control of my terrible rage. And then I sent the fleabag coyotes on their way with one last stinging reply. And what's more, your mama wears overshoes. Oops. Maybe I should have... They turned around and, came back, shall we say. And now they really looked hot. Little Alfred glanced at me and I glanced at him. He said,
"Maybe you shouldn't have barked at him, Hanky."
Right. I had made... That is, a mistake had probably been made. Poor judgment had probably been used. The situation should have been, left alone. But let me hasten to add that this was very abnormal behavior for coyotes because, well, they just never did this kind of thing. They never ever came up into yards or hung around houses. So, in a sense, we might say, okay, I messed up. And there they were, standing under our window again.
"What Hunk say about coyote mama?"
I swallowed hard and eased my face to the window ledge. "Hey, Snort, how's it going? I thought you guys..."
"What Hunk say about coyote mama? Better have good story this time, or maybe Rip and Snort jump through window too. Ho, ho!"